With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Truth Be Told fans. It's time for a new episode of Truth Be Told's Minuteman Report. And this is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. We are back on the road. We're in Pennsylvania. And we are talking about the Wright curse. That's Frank Lloyd Wright, America's most famous architect. Now, Frank Lloyd Wright's career had its ups and downs, full of drama, tons of scandal. But maybe one of the most scandalous things ever was that he had built a home and studio called Taliesin in Spring Green, Wisconsin, for not his wife, but his mistress, Mama Borthwick. Now, Mama was married to a Chicago businessman, and they had two children. And it was just kind of this open thing. Everybody knew that Frank Lloyd Wright was living in sin with his mistress. But in 1914, that became an even wilder story when a Barbadian house servant, Julian Carlton, kind of went mad and used an axe to hack Mama and her two children to death on the patio during lunch. And then he lit the house on fire while other servants were eating. And as they were trying to escape, he would hack them to death with the axe. Now, there were two people, two men who survived the ordeal. That was Herbert Fritz and William Weston. Fritz was able to get out of a window before Carlton noticed and went to a neighbor's to call the authorities. He thought that Weston was dead, so he kind of moved on from him. But Carlton ended up drinking what he thought was going to be a lethal dose of hydrochloric acid, and he was hiding in a furnace when the authorities arrived. Now, he got taken to prison, and he died of starvation a few weeks later because he couldn't eat anything because of the acid's damage to his stomach and his esophagus. But no one ever really found out what Carlton's motives for doing this were. He pleaded not guilty before his death. And Frank Lloyd Wright rebuilds the residential section or portion of the house that had burned and continued to use Taliesin as a home and studio until his death. Skip ahead 30 years and Frank Lloyd Wright is 67 years old. His career is dwindling when he receives a commission from the Edgar J. Kaufman family of Pittsburgh to design a weekend home. Frank Lloyd Wright went on to design the most iconic structure in American history, the house over the waterfall on Bear Run, Falling Water, in 1934.
This was once a summer camp. They had always dreamed of having a house that would overlook this beautiful waterfall. But Mr. Wright had other ideas. And their house cantilevered out over the waterfall instead of on the opposite bank looking at the waterfall became an instant classic, a masterpiece of modern architecture, of organic architecture. The house here holds a secret. Let's go inside and talk about that. We're standing in the master bedroom of Falling Water, and I'm here with special permission, by the way. I didn't just sneak in. But what's special here about the master bedroom is that, unbeknownst to most visitors here, is that in 1952, Lillian Kaufman took her own life in this room. Now, it was ruled accidental, an accidental overdose of sleeping pills. However, there are a lot of rumors and conjecture that she actually committed suicide because her husband was quite the ladies' man. He was a philanderer, and he is said to have treated or loved this house more than her. So it made sense that she might actually try to tarnish the master bedroom here with her death. Another little known fact here on the grounds of Falling Water is that the Kaufman family actually rests here at Bear Run Nature Reserve in this crypt, which was built to house their remains. Their son, Edgar Kaufman Jr., who was a curator at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, he procured these bronze doors from the Swiss sculptor Alberto Giacometti, who is probably one of the world's most renowned sculptors of the Cubist and Surrealist movements. This is off the beaten path here at Falling Water. If you ask about it, you can find a little more information, but normally this is off limits to visitors. So thought you might want to see this before we trek out of here. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day and a great week. And we'll see you with a new live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report as soon as we can.
Remember, there are three opportunities to listen to new content from Truth Be Told each week. There's Truth Be Told Minuteman every Monday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Bonnie Burkhart, same time on Wednesdays with Truth Be Told Transformations. And of course, Tony Sweet on Fridays with the original Truth Be Told at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And if you need more information about Truth Be Told, visit us online at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. Visit our shop and buy some great out-of-this-world gifts. See you next week.